Joining us now on the Lely Radio Sports page, we have two-way athlete for Newton High School, and Morgan Fraze joins us. And Morgan, I appreciate you spending time talking with us. First off, tennis and volleyball, that keeps you pretty busy, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So what's a typical day for you like? Now, school's going to start up, come up on Monday, but how's your practice routine?
Well, for the past couple of weeks, it's been 3-hour volleyball practices a day, and then like another 2-hour tennis practice at night too. So definitely busy.
And now you're going to have to work in homework in that thing too. So you're going to be a busy gal.
Yeah.
Well, let's focus on tennis first, since the season started for that already. You got off to a great start, winning the first tournament you guys had. So that had to have been very, very pleasing for you.
Oh, yeah. It makes it all worth it when you're doing both. Like, I'm so happy I did tennis, too.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
When did you start playing tennis?
I started my freshman year.
Oh,
I picked up a racket twice before I came to the first practice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you've progressed to the point where you're winning tournaments. So that's good.
Yeah.
So was it a friend who said, hey, come out for tennis with me? Or did a coach approach you? Or how did that just kind of...
It was more of just a thing, like, I just want to try something new while I'm in high school. So, yeah.
Well, that's a good time to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're pleased with what you've done on the tennis court so far?
Yeah, I'm really happy with what I've done, and I'm hoping to continue to grow as well.
Yeah, I know you you won the first one, and second one a little rougher outing, but you got to take the good with the bad, learn from it, right?
Yeah.
Now, volleyball, when did you start doing volleyball?
I started playing volleyball when I was in fifth grade.
Fifth grade, okay.
Yeah, so long time.
And what position are you?
I'm an outside hitter.
Okay. Can you explain to a non-volleyball person kind of what the responsibility of an outside hitter is?
You have to be really consistent when you're hitting, and usually you have to swing pretty hard.
Are you the one who tries to make the points then? More an offensive type position than it is defense?
Yeah, I would say it's a very offensive position, but also like with blocking wise too, you also defense too.
Okay, so it's a little bit of both then, in other words.
Yeah.
Is that the position you've pretty much always had since you've been playing volleyball?
Yeah, this is the position I've always worked for. Like, I knew as soon as I started, this was the one position I wanted.
Yeah, you really like that one, huh?
Yeah.
What do you like about it? Just getting able to hit the ball hard?
Yeah, I guess.
They got a little frustration or something there, huh?
Yeah.
What about the team this year? What do you think, the makeup of the team is and your chances for doing pretty well in the Little Hawkeye Conference and possibly beyond that?
I think we are in a really hard conference, so that just comes with it. But I think our team's going to be able to put up a fight against some of these other teams. And we have a lot of new people on the team, which, yes, but we're getting stronger for sure.
Okay. Coach Woolhams, what do you think about her?
Oh, yeah, she's been great. Both of my coaches have been so flexible with me dual sporting, and I couldn't ask for better coaches.
So they both accepted it pretty well then. Well,
that's
good.
Yeah.
That's good. Is either one of these things something you might want to do after high school, tennis or volleyball?
Yes, I've definitely been thinking about that, especially coming in my junior year. Like, I'm on like the end of my high school career. So I've definitely thought about continuing into college, and it's something I'm definitely going to look into.
Now, I really want to ask you which one you like the best, but since you're both seasons, I don't want you to get in trouble with either coach. So I'm not going to ask that. Is that fair? Although I'm very curious. I am very curious.
I'll say I've done volleyball for the longest time.
Okay.
And I've just always liked it, but tennis came on like really fast, and I really liked it as well. I mean, if I had to say one, probably volleyball is my favorite. but
okay, all right. Well, you didn't have to answer that, so you did it on your own free will. So
I couldn't give up tennis. I couldn't give up tennis. So I love them both. And but if it came down to it.
And I should ask you about Coach Zaire too. Eric Zaire, your tennis coach.
Yeah, he's definitely given me so many opportunities on the tennis court. Even coming my freshman year, I got to play doubles in like the 10 spot. And that was just a great experience as well.
Yeah. What's it like? I mean, you have to all practice over at Maytag, and there's only three courts there since the courts you normally use, are being upgraded. You're going to have a great facility for your senior year, but a little trying this year, plus all your meets are on the road.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. And for like our team atmosphere, it's hard because we can't practice as much together, but we're making it work, and I'm super excited for the complex next year.
Definitely. That's going to be a great facility for years to come. And I'm sure in year one, they'll definitely probably get a big tournament. That'll be nice to have a lot of people come and see you guys on your home court.
Yeah.
We appreciate your time today. We want to wish you the best of luck moving forward in both sports. Looking forward to following both your team's progress and your progress as well. So, again, thanks for joining us, and best of luck on your junior year.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That is Morgan Fraze joining us on the Lely Radio Sports page. I'm Randy Vann.